September 4th, Friday. What must you concentrate on for 5 minutes a day? If you search for the phrase 5 minutes a day on the internet, countless results will appear. Interesting videos and various documents that contain information about the results of utilizing 5 minutes a day can be easily seen and read. How about you? Where should you place your focus for 5 minutes a day? That short time can change your fate and imprints your future and nature and your fundamentals and roots. For 5 minutes a day, if you can focus on Christ, the mystery of the heavenly throne, and only Holy Spirit, everything in your life will be completely transformed and you'll stand as a witness who testifies about the triune God. A lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 and 21. You shall command the people of Israel that they bring to you pure beaten olive oil for the light, that a lamp may regularly be set up to burn in the tent of meeting outside the veil that is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to be observed throughout their generations by the people of Israel. There is a lasting ordinance that each family line, family, individual, and church must keep. That ordinance is to light the lamp that reveals the light of Christ. Among them, the tithes that are given by children of God become true devotion that saves the field, church, and age through the blessings of every part of your life. Building a church that will relay this essential mystery holds a very important meaning. Number one, in the wilderness. The path of life that you are walking on is like the dark wilderness. That is why the light of Christ is absolutely necessary. This light is not only for you, but also for the entire world. Moses and the Israelites who held on to this light eventually triumphed on the path of the wilderness. They experienced the miracle of the blood covenant that changed their fate and their present reality. Their crises became the start of answers. Number two, Canaan and beyond. Even when entering Canaan, the Israelites had a reason to continue receiving only Christ, God's kingdom, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The unassailable wall of Jericho awaited them, and they had to conquer the powerful descendants of Anak, who lived in the impregnable mountains. Also, they had to defeat the combined forces of the Amorites. Even the answer of world evangelization, which followed the conquest of Canaan, was an answer that followed this ordinance. When you worship God and enjoy this ordinance, you will stand as a witness who gives the greatest devotion to the path of the 237 nations, healing, and summit. Today, answers have already begun as you embrace the desire of becoming the main figure who will establish the church that will shine the light of the gospel in the entire world. Dear God, may the lamp that I shine become the answer that saves me, the field, and establishes the church. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.